Welcome to the Iowa Blog. I am your host, Craig Wynn, known affectionately to Iowa as Yada. Over the past 10 episodes, we have been presenting Dode Song. This will now be the 11th part of that series. And the reason we're devoting so much time to this one song is because it's the most important set of lyrics ever scribed. The author of this song, the songwriter, is God Almighty, the creator of the universe, the author of life, the one who inspired the Torah and prophets. And he authored this song to highlight his great love for his son, his devotion to his son, his pride in his son. It is a song that God sung to us about his beloved. And it isn't just a tribute to the man that God chose apart from all others, his favorite human who ever lived. It's not just a love song to the man that God anointed as the Messiah, that he called to be the shepherd and king of his people. It isn't just God telling us how near and dear Dode, David, is to him. And those things alone would be more than enough to get our undivided attention on this song. I mean, the God of the universe, the one and only God, picks one man to sing about. And he says wonderful things about him, including, I am his father. He is my son. I have chosen to work through him. He is my co-worker, my collaborator, the one who I've accomplished so many wonderful things through. He is my anointed. He is my firstborn. He is the Zeroa, the sacrificial lamb. He is the one through whom I enabled the benefits of the covenant family. He is the one who is returning with me as brilliant as the sun. All of those things would create the lyrics for a song when authored by God about one man that should garner our attention, our appreciation, our quest to understand what is it about this man? What did he achieve? What attributes did he possess? What did he have to say and do regarding God Almighty that got God's attention in this way? But that's not even the purpose of the song. Sure, it's a love song to his beloved. That's not the purpose of the song. Do you know why God authored and then shared the 89th Mizmor Psalm with us? Because he wants to share Dode with us. Dode, his son, is the gift. When Yeshaya said a child was born, a son was given, he was speaking of Dode. And Dode is the man through whom Yahweh fulfilled the promises of the covenant. He is the one who served as the Passover lamb to open the doorway to eternal life. He is the one who took our guilt with him, his soul, into Sheol to deposit it there, never to be seen again, making us appear perfect in God's eyes. He's the one who became the firstborn of God by fulfilling firstborn children, returning out of Sheol perfect, and going from there to his father in Shamaim, where he awaits his return on Kippurim to be our king, to reconcile our relationship with Yahweh. The 89th Mizmor was written for you. God wrote it on your behalf so that you would understand how to become part of his family, how to receive the benefits he's offering, how you can live your life so that it's productive, so that every waking moment is in the center of God's will. The 89th Mizmor reveals the greatest discovery in human history, one that is buried under the trash of three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, that all have false messiahs, that all have all manner of myths, that all have counterfeits of Dode, that all misrepresent his accolades, his titles, and his achievements, piling their trash right on top of God's most beloved, his gift to us. And so, by coming to understand this, the 89th Mizmor, you clear away all that trash. You completely debunk the myths of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. They're gone. Christianity's false messiah has absolutely no function. He is nothing but a misnomer and a counterfeit of Dode. The entire religion evaporates into nothingness with the 89th Mizmor. And with the 89th Psalm, Judaism is no more. Judaism was conceived by Rabbi Akiba when he foisted a false messiah, just like Christianity, on the world. So you had dueling false messiahs. His was Bar Kokhba, which you get the star, Israel. See, his name was Son of a Star. I know you ascribe that star to David, but there is no star of David. There is a star of Bar Kokhba, the false messiah upon which Judaism was actually conceived by Rabbi Akiva. And it brought the wrath of Rome upon Judea, caused the land to be renamed Palestina. It caused hundreds of thousands of Jews to be tortured to death. It caused the great diaspora and led ultimately to the Holocaust. This is what Rabbi Akiba, the father of Judaism, brought to you. It's why Judaism is the single greatest impediment to the Jewish people and has been for a very long time. We don't need any more reasons to debunk Islam if you want to read them. I have the five volumes of Goddamn Religion. It is the worst book ever written about the least appropriate being in human history to be perceived as God, and by far the most disgusting man ever to be presented as a prophet. But it is these religions that have piled their trash upon God's truth. And there is no better way to clean that trash away, to remove it, than understand the lyrics that God wrote regarding his son in the 89th Mizmor. Understanding Dode is second only to embracing Yahweh by name, as it relates to being part of the covenant and entering heaven. So at the end of the last program, we reached the transition point in the 89th Psalm, this portion of Dode's song that was really alluded to in 2 Samuel 7 that I have alluded to many times, and I will do a program on 2 Samuel 7. It's the prophecy that began all the prophecies that I would later translate to form the books under the Yada brand, including Yada Yahweh. And it is when Yahweh predicted that his people would deny and denigrate his son and our Messiah. This is also emblazoned in the first and second Mizmor songs. So after all of the years of trying, we have finally come to understand the most intriguing of prophecies. And prior to this, we were ill-equipped to process what follows. But now, if I may restate the assessment presented at the conclusion of our review of Yahweh's prophetic pronouncement to Dode, I think we'll see what follows far more clearly. Dode, David, exemplifies and represents far more than one individual man. You see, Dode is Israel, the good and the bad. The part that pleases Yahweh that he seeks to restore, and the part that annoys him that he divorced long ago. out, has many flaws, in addition to being God's most competent and courageous man, because he is Israel. The promises made to him were made to them. From beginning and being the children of God, as Dodd is the ultimate, to being heirs to the covenant, which Dodd received the share of the firstborn, to being recipients of the land. His joys and heartaches, his ongoing battles with Goyim, his insights and confusion, the benefits he enjoyed in concert with the covenant and the consequences he endured when he ran afoul of it, are all shared by the nation that Dodd shepherded. It was in concert with Dodd, representing Yisrael, and of Yisrael's contribution to annulling the truths that we have just considered, that these words were prophetically inscribed in parallel with 2 Samuel 7. After all, it is Yisrael who has, returning now to the psalm. But now you yourselves have refused to accept, creating a foul stench by snubbing, such that you have rejected by diminishing the merit of, even spurning over time, by repudiating the very essence of, improperly and on your own initiative, meddling, while presumptively passing over Ata Masiach, your Messiah. Do you know that God said that? Mizmor lyrics to the song, Psalm 89:38. Did you know that God said that, that Israel, that your great foible, your ultimate crime, the thing that has put you in such a precarious position and has been so for such a long period of time, is that you passed over your Messiah? Your Messiah is Dodd. He is the one that Yahweh anointed three times. He is the only one that that Yahweh says, I have anointed him with my oil. He's the only one that Yahweh said, my spirit has come upon him. So let's read that again, because I want you to listen if you're a Yisraelite, if you are Yehudim, and if you are beginning to question Christianity, the point that if you know that it is false, if God tells you that it's false, you're prepared to leave it, then these words are for you. He says, but now you yourselves have refused to accept, creating a foul stench by snubbing. Zanak, your stagnation and lack of movement has caused you to be excluded and thrown out for a time, such that you have rejected by diminishing the merit of, even spurning over time by repudiating the very essence of, ma'as, you have minimized the value of, thereby limiting your relationship with, your reliance on, and such to agree to incur a festering wound that is caused you to dissolve, and that your sensibility is gone by improperly, and you're on your own initiative, meddling, presumptively passing over a bar, unjustifiably passing right by an antiquity, somehow displeased with these affairs, and you're acting on your own initiative, thereby eliminating the role of your Messiah in your lives. Em Masiach Ata. There's only one man that God is speaking of, and he's telling all of his people that your actions, your response, your Talmuds, your New Testaments, your claims regarding Dodd, which dismiss his position as the Son of God, his position as the Messiah, his position as the former and returning king, his role as our Zeroa, the sacrificial lamb who fulfilled Passover and who perfected us on matzah. You have meddled where you didn't belong. You have annulled him. You have discounted him. You have improperly meddled, presumptively passing over your Messiah. Your Messiah. Your Messiah, Israel. Your Messiah is no David. He is your only Messiah. That Christian myth of Jesus Christ never lived. The whole myth was contrived by a man who admitted he was demon-possessed, the first man to actually call himself a rabbi, Paul. In his 14 letters, he and then inspired the four gospels that are now plastered before it, as well as the book of Acts. He is the subject of it. He is the essence of this counterfeit and lie. He made up the myth of Iesu Christu to create a counterfeit on behalf of Satan that replaces everything that Yahweh promised through Dod, everything Yahweh achieved through Dod, which is the very fruition of the covenant relationship, our means to eternal life, our means to be perfected, our means to be adopted in God's family, to be enriched and empowered by him, are all abandoned when a false Messiah replaces what Yahweh achieved through Dod. Not only in this psalm has Yahweh told us twice that Dod David is his Messiah, and that Dod David is his chosen one, and that Dod David is his firstborn son, and that he is Dod David's father. Not only has he said all of that, in addition to telling us twice that Dod is the Zeroa, the sacrificial lamb. There is no question, according to God who wrote these lyrics, about his son, who the Messiah is. And if you're thinking that it's an unknown Messiah that's going to return for you, as in rabbinical Judaism, you are deceived. If you think that there was a person who was named Jesus Christ who fulfilled this role 2,000 years ago, you've been played for a fool. Yahweh has a single Messiah, and he has denoted that man in this case. He went so far as to say, if all of these promises are not fulfilled based upon the way I have just explained them regarding Dod, then you can call me a liar. What part of this 89th Mizmor don't you get? It doesn't get any more in your face than this. God just says, you're in this terrible position because you have deliberately and purposefully negated the value of your Messiah. Israel, wake up. I'm sorry to get emotional, but I'm speaking for Yahweh. This is your last call. I speak for him. I am the son's Bashar herald, and Yahweh's voice. And he is telling you through these words that you messed this up. Let's read it again. This needs to sink in, Israel. Not only did you erase Yahweh's name, and that is one of the great travesties of human history, because you wrote God out of your lives. You won't even say his name. When I bring up his name among a rabbinical type, They go into conniption fits. They pretend like Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh isn't even in a name, even though the pronunciation of it was given to us by Yahweh in the Torah based upon the verb that explains the nature of his name, Hayah. Torah and Hayah explain every letter that's in Yahweh's name and how to pronounce it. But according to God, there is something worse that leaves Israel more exposed and vulnerable and estranged from him than erasing his name. And this is doing the following regarding your Messiah, Dod David. But now you yourselves have refused to accept, creating a foul stench by snubbing, such that you have rejected by diminishing the merit of, even spurning over time, repudiating the essence of, improperly and on your own initiative meddling, presumptively passing over your Messiah. Have you ever heard of a rabbi say, our Messiah is Dod David? They don't even say his name correctly. They want you to believe it's David. There's no V in Hebrew. It's Dod. It's written D-W-D. The O in Dod is spelled, pronounced exactly like the O in Torah, like the O in Shalom. It's both all from the Wah. Torah, Shalom, Yahweh, Dod. They all share that Wah open mouth vowel O sound in common. Have you ever heard a rabbi even pronounce Dod's name correctly? Have you ever heard a rabbi say, Dod is the Son of God, and echo what Yahweh affirmed in this Mizmor and twice elsewhere? Have you ever heard of a rabbi say that it was Dod who served as the sacrificial lamb so that we might live? That it was Dod who fulfilled matzah so that we might be perfected and enter God's presence, that it was Dod who was the firstborn son who enabled our adoption into Yahweh's covenant family through Bikurim? Would you ever heard the rabbi say Dod is the ultimate prophet and that his mizmor direct our attention back to Yahweh? These are the most important realizations that one can grasp if you want to be anywhere near Yahweh. If you want to escape this blue pearl in a black ocean of darkness alive, this is the only way. You ever heard a rabbi tell you that Dod is the essence through whom Yahweh enabled and established the covenant? Because that's what this song says. They don't say any of that. And in Christianity, they stole all of that and gave it to a crude counterfeit. Shame, shame, shame. You imagine how, well, this psalm has already explained that God is indignant. He's angry. Everyone who has been part of this, anyone that's perpetrated these lies is going straight to Sheol, going to spend eternity in hell. And all of those who have been duped by this lie are going to have their souls extinguished at the end of their lives. Not some of them, all of them. We're not messing around here. This is as serious gets. This is the essence of Christianity and the essence of Judaism. That Yahweh just said, it is you who have done this to your Messiah. This statement alone. There's nothing left of Judaism or Christianity. If you're Jewish, disassociate from Judaism before it kills you. If you are a goy, disassociate from Christianity before it robs you of your soul. I'm not going to speak to Muslims because that's Satan's cult and there's nothing I can do for you. You know, I wrote Prophet of Doom 20 years ago to help save you from Islam. And I rewrote Goddamn Religion in 5 volumes, 4,200 pages to save the world from you. When I finished this translation the last time, I wrote that I am speechless. Obviously, I've grown past that, haven't I? But I did write that other than to say Yahweh's phrasing and timing are impeccable. He has affirmed this profound truth so many times and so many ways it's befuddling that as few as one in a million people, one in a million Yehudim, acknowledge Dod, or that 5 billion Goyim bequeath a Greek variation of this title to another. After enduring 2,000 years of harassment for failing to accept Jesus as their Messiah, it turns out the Jews were correct. Now it's time for them to take the next step and recognize the Messiah for who he truly is, so that the family can be reconciled. And you only have 8 years and 8 months from this program to make that change. And many of you won't even have half that time, because the world is about to be ignited in war, all because Israel was forced to capitulate to the Islamic terrorists that are trying to exterminate you. And the next battles of this war will go global, and they will be horrific. And so as we enter the time of Jacob's troubles, starting on the 22nd of May, 2026, 1 year and 8 months from now, this is what is going to transpire. If you are a descendant of Jacob or Dod, actually, I think it is 8 years and 8 months from now that we're going to experience Teruah, which is when the time of Jacob's troubles ends. We don't have that much time to Shavuah. Shavuah is on the 22nd of May, 2026, and this is now January that I'm broadcasting this message to you in 2025. So we have a lot less time than that. Well, that is at least to the Shavuah harvest, but I don't think many of you are going to make it with us on that harvest. And that is because I don't see Israel shedding and walking away from Judaism, nor from Israeli politics, so that they can come to know the truth between now and September of 2026, May of 2026, when the Shavuah harvest occurs. Matter of fact, I think the Shavuah harvest is actually going to be quite small. And I think it's going to be quite small because there are so many of those that once claimed to be part of the covenant family that thought they would be part of it are absolutely going to be excluded from it based upon their new alliances. So this is where we find ourselves. And if you are a Jew, your last chance to be gathered in to heaven by God is 8 years and 8 months from now on Teruah in 2023. It's a 23rd of September of that year of 6,000 Yah. And for the remnant of Yisrael that survives to that point, it is the following day, the Shabbat of full eclipse, September 24th of 2033's year 6,000 Yah, that I will make the final sacrifice that Yahweh will use to transform and prepare a mortal remnant of Yisrael so that you're ready for Yahweh's return to this planet with his son and Messiah Dod on 622 as the sun sets in Jerusalem on the 2nd of October, Yom Kippurim in 2023. That is your timeline. And for those that live to the end, your last chance will be that provided by the Adamah Parah, who is the man from Edom, who will sacrifice his life to prepare you to enjoy the homecoming and family reunion that will follow 10 days later. It's a lot for you to accomplish, a lot for you to perceive. I understand this is a lot for Israelites and Yehudim to soak in. You've been lied to by your culture and your rabbis and your politicians for so long. You're in a position where the whole world has turned against you. I haven't. Your God hasn't. But progressives and Muslims have. And collectively, there are about 4 billion people. And their voices are very, very shrill against you. and the 2 billion, 2.5 billion that are Christians have persecuted you for a very long time. And so there are very few friends out there for Yisrael. I am one of them. I am laying down my life for you. But as the world screams at you and you just try to survive Israel, as you trade 1,000 murderers of Jews to receive 20 living Jews back from Muslim captivity, as the terrorists who perpetrated this event have now grown and become larger in number than they were when the IDF went after them in Gaza over a year ago, when you see that you can't win this war with bullets and bombs, you're fighting against a religion that has sought your annihilation for 1,400 years. And you have been inundated with the most popular religion in human history, Christianity, that has robbed you of your Messiah and lied and said that Jesus was the Christ and the Son of God. And so the very idea of someone telling you that God has a son and that he has a Messiah and that there was someone who served as your Savior is so difficult for you to process, because the great lie of Christianity piled their trash right on top of the truth. And then in defense, Rabbi Akiva says, well, we'll come up with a false Messiah of our own. And then he foisted Bar Kokhba, and that turned out to be the greatest disaster in the history of the Jewish people. And he's the father of Judaism. And those same rabbis enabled Islam by selling and reading Talmud stories to Muhammad so he could flesh out his Quran, and they brought the wrath of Islam upon you. And so in the midst of that, it's got to be exceedingly disorienting to have this man come into your homes, look you in the eye, and read what Yahweh wrote about his Messiah, his son, his chosen one, his sacrificial lamb, the one through whom he enabled the benefits of the covenant. And to tell you that there is a Messiah, there is a Son of God, that Pesach, Matzah, and Makorim were indeed fulfilled. The benefits of the covenant are there for the taking. And that he is the most Yehud of all Yehud. He is Yisrael. His name is Dod. He is the man who united Israel, defended Israel from all who would harm her. Built the city of Dod as Jerusalem. Acquired the Temple Mount upon which Yahweh's home. The home for Yahweh's name would be placed. And now you have that scar, the two scars, Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, as trophies to Islamic and Allah's arrogance in the heart of your city, as a stab right in the heart of Dod and Yahweh. I know this is difficult for you to understand. But the reason that Yahweh, after spending 23 years with me, writing the books to expose and condemn Islam, goddamn religion, the 5 volumes to expose and condemn Christianity as Twistianity, the 3 volumes to expose and condemn Judaism called Babel, and the remaining 20 volumes devoted to sharing God's testimony with you in the most accurate and complete translations ever written, along with thousands of profound insights that have been unknown, unheralded for the past 2,000 to 3,000 years, all of them as Yahweh's gift to you and through me. And it must be even more disorienting for you to know that the truth about your Messiah, your God, your covenant is being presented to you by a goy, and yet there are hundreds and hundreds of prophecies in the Torah, prophets, and Psalms that tell you that this was going to occur, including when Solomon got up on the sermon and delivered the Sermon on the Mount as the home for Yahweh's name was completed, exactly 7 years after this song was sung for the first time. When this song was sung for the first time is when the cornerstone of Yahweh's home was laid. It is the cornerstone of the family relationship. 7 years later, when Solomon Dotsung stood up to announce this benediction and this dedication ceremony for the house of Yahweh's name, which you call a temple, he told you specifically of what I was going to do for you. He referred to me as a Nakri, the observant foreigner, who would bring this message to you. When, even how, what he would say, what his other titles would be, how he would reintroduce Yahweh's name and reacquaint God's people with his beloved son. So, while this may be disorienting, why this may seem like, how in the world can the ultimate truth that puts everything together, all of the pieces fit together now perfectly, how can it be that was there for us all the time, that it has been revealed through the prophets for 3,000 years, and yet not one of you understood it? Well, the reason it's being brought to you today, the reason I am in your home, looking you in the eye, speaking to you about this today, is that Yahweh is returning, and it's soon. 8 years and 8 months from now, and he is going to return to a remnant of his people who are going to be prepared for the first time to hear his voice in 3,480 years when you last told him to go away and shut up. This is what we're talking about. And the Shavuah harvest will occur because I will cultivate the seeds that will be productive and that Yahweh will bring home. The Teruah harvest will occur at the end of the 7 years of Jacob's troubles, which is the final gleaning of the olives that comprise Yisrael. And the following day, the Adamah Parah, myself, will serve to lay down his life to prepare Yisrael for the return of Yahweh, with Elijah serving as the master of ceremonies. That is why I'm bringing this message to you now. Now, there's a possibility that the reason I was chosen to deliver this message to you is because there wasn't a single Yehudim, not a single Yisraelite willing to listen to God, much less go where his words lead. And I was. That may be reason enough. But I think it's a lot more than that. I think it's because you haven't listened. That God wanted someone outside of the tribe to demonstrate to you by reading the prophetic text that he inspired among you in your language, in your home, that he could read them and he could tell you what they actually mean when you have ignored their meaning for 3,000 years. The very fact that someone could do that, could read the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms and explain what they mean, how they apply, what the timing is of these events, who enabled the restoration of God's people, how the picture all fits together, and then reveal the greatest discovery in human history, that though David is the Son of God, he is the Messiah, he is the returning King of Kings, and that he fulfilled Pesach, Matzah, and Bukurim to deliver the benefits of the covenant. There is no truth more important than that. And he's the same fellow that reintroduced Yahweh's name to his people. God is telling you, if he could do it, why didn't you? And now that he has delivered this to you, now that Yahweh has empowered his choder, which is a secondary branch or a sucker off the original fallen rootstock and stump that was Israel. Since Yahweh has empowered this role that he has asked me to play with his seven spirits, I can look you in the eye and I can tell you the truth. I can tell you what you need to know if you want to survive the time of Jacob's troubles. If you want to leave this blue marble spinning in the blackness of space alive. If you want to know the meaning of life. If you want to know Yahweh personally, engage in a relationship with his beloved son. Come to know what God is offering and what he expects in return. I have delivered it to you. If you are a descendant of Jacob or of Dod, a Yehud, you should pause and reflect upon what I have just shared. Almost everything religious and secular Jews have claimed regarding Dod David, their anticipated Messiah, and the fulfillment of the Moedim is untrue. It has been upended by God himself. It is all incongruent. Please get with the program. Embrace what Dod represents, and then accept the realization that he is not only HaMashiach, the Messiah, according to Yahweh, who wrote these words, but also the Son of God who served as the Pesach El. Do not pass over him, Abar, in an ill-conceived attempt to validate Judaism. I understand that Yehudim have been plagued over the centuries by those who believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And because Christians blame Jews for killing their myth, the very idea of a Messiah being the Son of God and fulfilling Pesach is disorienting. And while there never was any rational reason for a Messiah named Jesus Christ, no validity to the religion of Christianity, no justification for the New Testament, no credibility in calling oneself a Christian, there has been an incalculable amount of harm perpetrated by those delusions over the years. And while that may have been the most horrific and anti-Semitic fraud ever perpetrated, the truth is sweet. It is sweet revenge. It's Dod, the most Yehud of Israelites, that really is the Messiah and the Son of God. He is one of your own. He is the most of your own. The Messiah was here. And he is the Son of God. He not only filled Pesach, Matzah, and Bukkotim for you, not for anyone else, for you. One does not have to change his name or upend his identity or to trash the Torah to accept one of the many hundreds of prophecies, all which point to this man at this moment in time. Perhaps worse than removing Yahweh's name 7,000 times from his testimony in the Torah, Nabi, Wa, Mizpor, and replacing it with the adversary's title, the Lord, this error in judgment, this lapse in character, has caused more harm to Yehudim Jews than any other. That's what God is saying here. They ought not have to look to the future for a Messiah to save them when he's already been here, that he's already been the most prominent and productive man in their past, and he has already saved them and will do so again. Dod's name would not have been changed to Jesus Christ, and Christianity's New Testament would have been stillborn, and the actual identity and purpose of Yahweh's Messiah would have been acknowledged by his people, if Jews hadn't committed the very crime in the last verse of this song from our God. By not listening to this statement from God, you brought hell upon yourself, Israel. In that it has been conveyed by Yahweh, let's affirm a heartbreaking reality. Jews, you have been your own worst enemy. And that's saying something, because between progressives today, which I call libertards, and their alliance with Muslims, and this death cult of Islam, you have some very formidable and demonic foes. And yet, in all of this, the greatest enemy of the Jewish people has been Judaism. In this case, it was the hit pale stem, modifying a bar by improperly and on your own initiative meddling while presumptively passing over your Messiah, puts an exclamation mark after it. This very uncommon stem reveals that the religious have unjustifiably passed over right by him in antipathy, somehow displeased with his affairs, all while acting on their own initiative and thus not God's. Equally telling, Abar is the basis of Pesach and thus Passover, equating the rejection of the Messiah with foregoing the purpose of the Mikre. On behalf of Yehuda and Yisrael, even the Goyim who are listening to this program, accept and embrace the beloved Messiah and Melech as your brother and as God's son, even as your shepherd, but mostly as your savior. Listen to Yahweh's Bakar, chosen one, the Kodesh, set apart one of Yisrael, and concur with him. Because when it comes to God, Dod is Sadak, right. As for religious Jews, it is perplexing and ironic. Wearing the black and mourning clothes and bobbing their heads up and down as if to exorcise their demons, they babble to their nameless G-D in minions, facing a stone wall that was erected by an anti-Semite in league with Rome, while reciting Dodes Mizmor from Rote. They, if they only would consider what he had to say instead, what a difference it would make. If only their heads were not as hard as the Edomite wall, some of what they recite might actually permeate their thick skulls. But Jews have been a hard-headed and stick-nipped people all the way back to the Exodus, when you were irascible. But alas, it has not been this way. Dod's Mizmor and Yahweh's Dabar are for the non-religious, and that will be as it will always be. It wouldn't take long for Yehudim to hit rock bottom. The fall from Dod was swift, and it was painful, and it is enduring. It began with Solomon, of course, after he delivered his dedication speech for the house of Yahweh's name and was prophetic of what you're listening to today. He tumbled into the abyss of religion. He was swayed by the religiosity of the many women he chose to and spend his time with, as opposed to with Yahweh. Solomon accommodated the religious interests of his wives and his concubines, reminding Yisrael of their fall and of the religions they begot and those they beguiled. Yahweh declares as follows: you have repudiated and you have renounced Na'ar, you have disavowed, refusing to even acknowledge, and you actually lack respect for the bereath, the covenant with your coworker. You have dishonored and defiled his dedication to the land. Mizmor 89:39. Boom, boom. What part of this 1-2 punch from God, the slap on the face, do you not get? Israel, you have dishonored and defiled Dode's dedication to the land when you foisted not one but two false messiahs, Iesu Christu, followed by Bar Kokhba. And as a result, the ultimate scars, the Dome of the Rock and Alaska Mosque still scar the Temple Mount. And finally, when you claimed it, you didn't remove them. And you allowed this last terrorist raid to come and annihilate your people, to rape your women, to torture your little children, to abduct innocent people based upon the affinity that Muslims have for that piece of garbage that still scars the centerpiece of Yahweh's home and dotes your messiahs. God says, you have repudiated and renounced the covenant. The covenant is the only way back to God. There is no other path. It has five conditions. It has five benefits. And you have repudiated it all according to God. And this is the covenant with your coworker, with Dode, your king, your shepherd, the sacrificial lamb who made it all possible for you, the literally the exemplar through whom Yahweh cut and established the covenant, something he declared very early in this song. And you've repudiated it. And in so doing, you dishonored and defiled his dedication to the land of Israel. You even speak of Palestinians and Palestine. What a horrible thing to say. The Philistines were the enemy that Dode essentially eradicated. The terrorists who were at Israel's throat 3,000 years ago. God just slapped you in the face. Right, and then left, pow, boom. Telling you exactly what you did to put yourself in this position. And these words were revealed 3,000 years ago, minus 8 years and 8 months. Well, actually, 4 years and 8 months. Because they were revealed not in year 3000, yeah, not in 968 BCE, but just before that. So this is what you need to know. God is telling you that your problem is that you have forgotten about, that you have repudiated, that you have dishonored not only your Messiah, but also your co-worker that brought all of these benefits of the covenant to you. There's no getting around these words. They are clear. They were inspired by, they were sung by, they were written by Yahweh. Now, when Dode is renounced, so are the Moedim that he fulfilled. When Dode is repudiated, so is the covenant that he enabled. When Dode is dishonored, the land to which he was devoted, that he defended, that he united Israel and protected Israel within, suffers. You want to keep the terrorists at bay? You want to live in safety, particularly in Jerusalem? You want to garner God's support and favor? Stop repudiating his son. Stop dishonoring the covenant. Stop erasing Yahweh's name. I guess what I don't understand is, and I don't think Yahweh does either, with the conclusions of his covenant being, and the conditions, even the conditions of his covenant, they're liberating, they're uplifting. And he asks you to walk away from Babel, from the corruption of religion and politics. Good riddance. They're all filled with lies to control you, to fleece you. Then he says that he wants you to walk to him and be perfected, which is specifically what he did through Dode, which is why this song is sung to him, becoming immortal, because Dode served as the Passover Eel, the Passover lamb, as the Zeruah, the sacrificial lamb. And then he took your guilt with him on his nephesh soul into Sheol and deposited there, never to be seen again, so you could be rendered perfect in God's eyes, making it possible for you to be part of the covenant family on Bukurim. Is he the Bukur, fulfilled Bukurim, the firstborn, making the way for there to be firstborn children. This is what delivered the benefits of the covenant, because on Bukurim, Yahweh enriches and empowers his children, as he does again on Shavuah. So why would you replace that? The next condition of the covenant is trust and rely on Yahweh. Rather than trusting and rely on the IDF that didn't show up on 10:7 and 23, had all of the warning, didn't heed it, and then when the Muslims attacked and breached the wall, and the vast majority of them were not Hamas or even Islamic Jihad, they were just run-of-the-muck Muslims that tortured your children, raped your daughters, kidnapped your mothers, and murdered your fathers and your sons. They ignored the warning because they were asleep, and they didn't respond, allowing this terrible attack on Israel to occur. Now, they're not responsible for it. It's Islam that's responsible. And Muslims on this day acted exactly like Muslims did 1,400 years ago, when Muslims under Muhammad's leadership perpetrated genocide on Arabian Jews. That's not my opinion. That's fact. You can't rely on the IDF. They went into Gaza. They fought bravely, and they did exactly what I said they were going to do. They made more Islamic terrorists than they killed. The evidence of that became obvious yesterday. And even the IDF has admitted it. In the process, the world was turned against you. You made a bad situation much worse. Yahweh says, trust and rely on him instead, not your politicians, for God's sake, not Judaism, religion, nor even on the IDF, which is the only armed force in the world that Yahweh would sponsor, that Yahweh would applaud. But in this case, they failed. And of course, the next condition of the covenant is to closely examine and carefully consider all of these terms and conditions that Yahweh has instructed you, so that you might know what he is asking from you and offering in return. And then, of course, to circumcise your sons on the eighth day, so that as parents, we remember to raise our children to be God's children, another vow that you have forgotten. The benefits of the covenant: Pesach provides eternal life. Matzah provides our perfection. Bukurim enables our adoption into Yahweh's family. And it's the very same day that Yahweh promises to enrich and empower his children, as he does again on the harvest of Shavuah. These are the benefits of the covenant. Why would anyone trade that for a religion that has been so harmful, so costly to the Jewish people? Why give up what God is offering for what men have proposed? With Dode so generous, why disavow what he accomplished and reject what he is offering? For those who may be protesting, saying that they haven't repudiated Dode because they honor David by having chosen to fly a flag emblazoned with his star, wrapping themselves around it, may I challenge that assumption again by categorically stating that there was never a Star of David and that David isn't his name. And you have no clue about his life, his relationship with Yahweh, or what Yahweh said about him in this song. Creating a false caricature of a man in this manner degrades the authentic nature of him and is the very essence of Judaism and Christianity. A little explanation may be helpful as we consider this next statement. And after I share it with you, we will conclude this program. We'll pick it up here in the 12th part of our presentation of Yahweh's lyrics to his beloved son and to us, so that we might capitalize on what they have sung to us. The sheepfold, whose walls have been torn down, represent the barriers around the covenant, which were designed to keep the religious, political, conspiratorial, and ignorant out. The line reads, "You have broken down and destroyed his entire sheepfold and all of its walls. You have caused the undoing and the degradation and destruction of his fortifications." Mizmor, lyrics to be sung, Psalm 89:40. God is still speaking of the one that he said was his Messiah, who you have disregarded, of the one who is the essence of the covenant, which you have repudiated, of the one who was devoted to the land, which you have disavowed. And now you're saying that you have actually torn down and breached the sheepfold your shepherd built for you. You caused the undoing and the degradation, even the destruction of his fortifications, as he fought 66 defensive battles on behalf of protecting Yisrael, winning all of them, and you've undone all of it and are now vulnerable. We will continue our presentation of Dode's song, Yahweh's lyrics that he inspired on behalf of his son to save his people, Yisrael, on our next episode of the Yahweh Blog. I am your host, Craig Wynn.